News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Cancer warning labels on alcohol will cause untold damage to the beverage industry in this country. That's according to the Irish alcohol industry, who are calling for proposed changes that are part of the public health bill not to go ahead. Patricia Callan is director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland, and she's here in studio with us. Patricia Callan, let's get something clear first. Do you accept that drinking alcohol can cause cancer?
Well, alcohol has been linked to 7 of 200 cancers. Now, what that means is that if you consume alcohol, then your chances of getting cancer might increase. But obviously, as we know, this is an incredibly complex area, and it's very much also related to individual factors, to lifestyle factors, and most importantly, to the amount of alcohol consumed. So this is a very well-researched area, and certainly excessive drinking increases your likelihood significantly.
So you
but light to moderate drinking has not been shown to do that. So this is not, certainly in terms of the carcinogen level, this is more equatable to red meat and bacon than it is to tobacco. And that's a very important difference.
So binge drinking is out.
But certainly binge drinking shouldn't be tolerated at all. I think there is a big program of work to be done here in terms of educating people as to what a binge is. That's certainly, in my experience, when people hear the word six standard drinks, they think of that as 6 pints. But that's actually 2.5 pints. So I think if you're looking at the reason that we have such a big issue around this is we're proposing to put a cancer warning on a label for the first time in the world, which would be hugely damaging to our products. But it's also not going to achieve its objective. Because if you think about consumers or the public, you know, seeing something on a label versus a proper public health campaign, education campaigns.
I see you, in your press statement here, you've drawn up a sort of mock of what looks to me like a bottle of Jameson maybe, and you've got this warning sign on it, a warning label on it. And to tell you the truth, my gut reaction to it was when I looked at it first, it looks like more like a bottle of JS Fluid than a bottle of whiskey. Very unattractive.
It absolutely is. But
is that you guys being extreme just to show that this is what it could look like? It might not be what it looks like.
No, this is what it looks like post the Shannon debate in the Public Health Alcohol Bill. So obviously when this bill was first introduced, there wasn't cancer in it, and it didn't say that 1/3 of the print material needed to be given over to health warnings. As of today, that's what's currently the case. Those amendments were introduced from the opposition. The minister accepted them. They haven't been subject to regulatory impact assessment. They've never been to cabinet, and certainly they would do unprecedented damage.
But okay, let's go into that, because people will say, you know, we should all know that these things, excessive use of any of these things can lead to cancer. But what's the harm in a health warning? It could save lives. It could warn people, look, if you overdo this, you could get very, very ill.
Well, industry has no problem with health warnings. In the original bill, we're already looking at having a pregnancy warning and a drink driving warning. And the vast majority of companies in Ireland already have that, and ingredient and nutrition information. In fact, we're leading the way in Europe on this. But it has to be evidence-based. So if you take it that alcohol can also be good for you in terms of, for example, combating heart disease and diabetes, can you really fit all of that on a label? Is that actually going to satisfy any clear purpose? So is the government going to achieve its objective versus weighing up that damage to an industry that exports 1.2 million billion euros of product and attracts 2.5 million tourists here every year?
Okay, what would you suggest then? What's your alternative? What do you want to see happening in this public health alcohol bill?
Well, the committee stage hearing is tomorrow, and there are amendments tabled to delete that cancer reference and also to delete that 1/3 requirement. Again, they were not in the original bill. It hasn't been approved by cabinet. And certainly, if the aim of the bill, as it's stated, and we certainly support this, is to tackle harmful use, underage drinking, reduce consumption, then all of those are going to be achieved through the other measures in the bill, which includes things like minimum unit pricing, structure separation, vast restrictions in advertising, and also labelling provisions that are extensive. But we think the labels should be accurate.
Okay, very, very briefly, it looks like we're not on the same page with the EU Commission on this, or other member states, or even the US government with this bill. Explain that to us.
So under EU law, essentially, obviously, we're in a free market and we're trying to allow product to move easily across borders. So having an Irish-only label is automatically in breach of EU trade rules because obviously all these other countries are going to now have to do Irish-only labels. What that will mean in practice is that some countries will stop exporting here. Small vineyards, for example, wouldn't be able to afford it. High-quality products, you're going to see a lot less consumer choice. But in order for essentially our health arguments to trump trade, then you have to produce an evidence base. And the government so far haven't done that. They haven't even submitted the notification yet under Food Labelling Regulation 1169.
Okay, we leave it there. Patricia Callan, Director of the Alcohol Beverage Federation of Ireland, thanks very much for coming into us this morning.